In the early hours this morning, Republican Congressman Tom Price of Georgia was confirmed as the new secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The reaction among physician and consumer groups in Maine is mixed because Price, who is also an orthopedic surgeon, has supported making major changes to Medicaid, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act. Patty White has more.
Before the vote to confirm Tom Price, Maine Independent Senator Angus King issued a strong warning on the Senate floor against the nominee.
This guy is a wrecking ball. He's not a secretary. He's going into this agency to destroy it.
Since Price's confirmation, the language coming out of Maine about the new Health and Human Services secretary is more cautious.
Kind of a mixed bag.
The Maine Medical Association's Gordon Smith says the MMA does not support Price's previously stated positions that favor converting Medicaid to a block grant program and limiting Medicare payments to cover beneficiaries' medical care. But Smith emphasizes that these are previous positions and that Price could change his tune now that he oversees health for the country. And he says Price brings at least one positive to the position.
He is a physician. He's not a bureaucrat. He understands medicine. And he understands the importance of patients being covered.
But Emily Brostek of Consumers for Affordable Healthcare is far less optimistic.
I have serious concerns about his confirmation as head of HHS, just in terms of his position. He's been a fierce critic of some of the pillars of our health system.
Along with the changes Price has wanted to make to Medicaid and Medicare, he's also vowed to repeal the Affordable Care Act, a replacement plan he crafted 2 years ago called the Empowering Patients First Act favors the use of health savings accounts, would establish high-risk pools, and provide tax credits based on people's age versus income. Brostek says most changes to the Affordable Care Act can't happen overnight, but Price will have some leeway because of the executive order President Trump signed on his first day in office to reduce ACA regulations and taxes.
So that's a directive that now that we have a head of HHS, he'll be taking up and deciding how to carry that out. And so that's a big question. You know, there's a fair amount that can be done by the administration without requiring legislation.
Secretary Price did get a vote of confidence from Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins. Her spokeswoman released a statement saying Collins does disagree with Dr. Price on some issues, but she believes having a medical doctor at the helm of this department will be helpful, and she looks forward to working alongside him to help increase access to affordable health insurance for all Americans. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.